Okay, continuing along in Unit 10, this is Lesson 2. We're going to discuss tax cuts and national savings. So if the government is spending more than it receives in tax revenues, then it is obviously running a deficit because that is the way the government brings in its revenue is through taxes. So if it spends more than it receives in tax revenues, obviously it's running a deficit. If we look at its spending, and it's less than it receives in tax revenues, we're running a surplus. So if we're bringing in more tax revenues than we are spending out, we are running an economic surplus. So national savings is the combined savings of the government and the private sector. If the government is running a deficit, which you'll see private savings minus the government deficit, if the government deficit is larger than private savings, we're going to be running a deficit. And if the government is running a surplus, national savings will equal private savings plus the surplus, right? So here you'll see in the first example or the first equation that the private savings is everything that has been brought in by the private sector, and then you're going to subtract out the government deficit. That'll give you the national savings rate versus if you have the government running a surplus, you'll have private savings plus the government surplus, and that'll be the national savings rate. These are just two different ways of saying the same thing because by definition, the government surplus equals minus the government deficit. What happens if the government cuts taxes? If there are no associated changes in government spending, then tax cuts translate dollar for dollar into the government budget. $1 million worth of tax cuts will increase the deficit or decrease the surplus by exactly $1 million. So even though a tax cut of a dollar increases private savings by a dollar, minus the marginal propensity to consume, so let's say consumption is zero, and you know you have a savings of a dollar, so then now you're in equilibrium. It costs the government $1, right? Because they gave you that tax cut. The next effect to begin with is to reduce the national savings by an amount equal to the marginal propensity to consume, right? So if the tax cut exceeds an increasing income, there is additional savings resulting from the multiplier process. Still, we expect the overall effect to decrease the national savings. For example, consider the Kennedy tax cut, right? Taxes were cut by $10 billion. The resulting change in income was roughly $20 billion, with a marginal propensity to save equal to 0.07. The offsetting increase in private savings would have been $1.4 billion. Evidently, the result was a large decrease and national savings. Here we see one of the biggest problems with tax cuts. They are attractive in the short run because they stimulate aggregate demand and increase output. They are also attractive politically for obvious reasons. People have more money. Unfortunately, they have the adverse long-run consequence of reducing national savings. When national savings decreases, the economy does not build up its capital stock so quickly, so future living standards are lower than they would otherwise be. So over the long run, we're going to have these tax cuts, but you may run short of being able to break even, so you'll run a deficit in the government, and therefore the larger deficits you have because of less tax receipts, your national savings rate over the long term will diminish.